Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode 339 marks Friday the 4th of December of the year 2020, and 20 sleeps till Christmas, or 10 sleeps till Christmas if you don't sleep a lot. Celebrations today include one of the days of Advent. Your guest today on the podcast is disgraced yoga instructress and currently pending legal claims guru, Charlie George. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I would like to clarify that all of those claims against me are false, and I never touched that person in that place.
Coming up today, you'll be bringing us all the latest in nature fighting back news, but first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. And in nightmarish news that you can Google because it's as bad as it sounds, a bioethicist in the US has argued that sex robots could be the key to restoring and maintaining the human dignity of older people, suggesting that older people are not dignified unless they're banging an animated mannequin. She said, sex robots will need to engage older users romantically and affectionately as well as sexually, pointing to depictions of older people's love as including things like talking and sharing, hand-holding and moments of tenderness. But not enough banging a hole in a plastic person. Sometimes there is no place for satire in news, and this is one of those moments. As a wellness expert, Charlie George, how do you feel about this proposed solution to elderly loneliness rather than, for example, visiting your grandfather once in a while?
It seems aggressive. I feel sad. So the robot can't just give you a cuddle or a chat or something. It's like, it's going to you. Is that the...
I think even if it were to give you a cuddle or a chat, that would be a heartbreaking replacement of human interpersonal affection with some sort of silicony substitute.
Yeah, I've seen one of these actually. I saw one in a care home, and it was very... Well, I don't think it was a sex robot. I don't think they would have shown
anything's
that.
Anything's a sex but robot, like... if you comfort.
But it was like all clear, like sort of a clear plastic sort of orb thing, like literally talking to this old man about his day. And he said it did make him feel better. But I did just feel like we are horrible. Like, why can't we just go and visit people and talk to them?
Why not have that be what students do to repay their loans?
Oh, yes. What a great way to offset debt. It's like, go and spend time with your granny.
And with under a week to go until the Dragon against Dragon final round of the ideological Thunderdome, speculation abounds about the result of the fight to come, in which the Welsh Dragon will fight Double Dragon Boris Johnson in an under London picked arena commentated by Piers Morgan, the one-stop clock shop that'll sell you the right time at a steep markup inside business hours twice a day and only in cash. How will Boris fare outside the refined environs of the public school boys' club spats he's used to? Will he be able to defeat the Welsh dragon? And even if he does, what will that do to the anti-English sentiment still prevalent among the Welsh? Or, if the Welsh dragon wins, what does that do to the precarious balance of power in post-Brexit Great Britain? Some time scientists suggest that this could loop the UK back to its own origin story with the rise of a new Uther Pendragon or King Arthur, though others say that's a silly thing that could never happen. I guess we'll just have to wait and see who's right. And that's all the time we have for the headlines we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because Mama's got mouths to feed. To clarify, I don't have children, I just have multiple mouths.
So chatty.
Do you love the thrill of the chase? Do you want to bang a mannequin that's fully equipped with a series of pre-programmed phrases like a 90s G.I. Joe doll that can't afford a fully-fledged sex doll because they've all sold out to old people's homes? Try the Vajoomba, a fleshlight glued to a Discman glued to a Roomba.
Oh my god.
So you can have all of the thrills with none of the spills. Like an unemancipated 50s housewife, the Vajoomba will clean your floors while also being a thing you can have sex with. And unlike a 50s housewife, none of its phrases will be a demand for you to stop smoking indoors. The Vajoomba can be easily detached and cleaned when full with a running tap and about half a glass of water. Vajoomba. And you thought you couldn't think of a thing more disturbing than a robot sex doll. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Gym's Gym and Gymnasium's Needlessly Aggressive Trainers Workout App and At-Home Diet Program. When you want to get fit, they need you to have abs for their own obscure reasons, and it seems to be extremely important to them. When you sign up today for $9.99 a month, the app will offer you a personalizable program, including dietary tips and live encouragement. The inbuilt Nigel the Food Nutritionist program will pop up a tiny man in your phone who just watches you eat and says unappetizing things like, "Put down that bread, carbohydrates just fuel higher brain function," or, "Did you know eating makes your body more attractive to flesh-eating viruses?" Or, "Sweat is just fat crying. Tears are just your brain sweating. Sweat is just half a glass of water." Brought to you by Gym's Gym and Gymnasium and half a glass of water. Are you excessively warm in your long-sleeved shirt? Is your button-up collar choking the moisture out of you? Do you have really sexy wrists? Try half a glass of water. T-shirts. Available now on all good The Bugle Podcast website merchandise pages.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Last Post.
That's all the time we have for your ad section now, because now it's time for your top story. Nature fighting back news. Charlie George, you once were trapped in a giant cavern full of poison ivy and managed to escape with almost all of your limbs intact. What's happening in the world of nature fighting back?
It's very exciting. Well, many people believe that during this global pandemic that the slowing of human activity and the curtailment of our near constant need for production and growth has resulted in evidence that nature is healing. But could there be something more sinister at play? Could it be that nature is in fact trying to do away with us because it's thoroughly tired of our shit? Famous botanist Alamina Vera believes nature could in fact be growing inhospitably to keep us out. She has discovered a former industrial landscape in Wales that has recently been reclaimed in a series of somewhat unusual environmental acts, leading some locals to question, is nature secretly communist? Where once lay a cobbled pathway to an old factory that had plans to be converted into a shiny new co-working space for the laptop elite, now lays a floor of actual actual lava. Mike Thomas of Mawint says, I sort of feel like I won't be going back to work anytime soon unless I find some way to cross this burning footpath. If only there was some kind of long-standing childhood game that taught me how to deal with a situation like this. Not only have the floors become lava, but a new species of plant has developed around the boundary limit, says Alamina. This is the large FFT, or the freelance flytrap, as it's sometimes called. It has a penchant for swallowing passers-by on PAYE contracts and holding them in a soulless pod till later the same day before spitting them out on the street covered in astringent sap.
I do that sometimes.
Do you do that? Astringent sap? Yeah. I had started to wonder if nature was responding to the plans to develop and expand this area when overnight it grew jellyfish curtains around the entrances to all the buildings that look a lot like those awful 80s beaded ones your nan had, but more scarring and stingy. So with humans confined to their houses right now, animals seem to be getting their much needed space, but do they hate us too? A Nilgai, the largest Asian antelope, was spotted roaming free on the streets of Noida, and a group of monkeys were filmed having a pool party in Mumbai, with one passerby saying they seemed to be smoking cigars and haughtily reenacting the worst of our scripted reality shows. This hateful behaviour is not just reserved for land. A group of rogue killer whales has been attacking boats off the coast of Spain and Portugal, and it is getting worse and worse. Expert whaleologists have said since summer, the sailors have reported that orcas are ramming their boats for sometimes hours on end. This year, there have been 49 incidents of killer whales attacking the boats recorded. Scientists are still baffled why these orcas are attacking the boats. Could it be they don't want your yacht in the water, Neil? They discovered that most of the attacks were caused by three young orcas named Gladys Black, Gladys White and Gladys Grey, who will be releasing their album of late night whale songs, The Gladys Nights, soon. In final nature news, a recent study found that crows perform a complex task involved in hundreds of firing sensory analytical neurons. Yes, crows can do jobs, share knowledge and even ritualistically mourn their dead, proving crows are self-aware and know what they know, just like humans, reveals bird expert. But do they have true consciousness?
Also, is the bird expert a person or a bird? That does change things.
Well, it is a small robin, so I don't know how trusted robins are. I mean, I think that it might be a crow and corvid collective. Know what they know and can ponder the content of their own minds. This is considered a cornerstone of self-awareness and shared by just a handful of animal species. So now, once upon a midnight dreary, they can ponder weak and weary evermore. Evermore. So there you have it, nature in all its glory, sometimes self-aware, but mainly just tired of our shit. Yeah.
Well, that's all the time we have for your top story today. Now it's time for your letters to the editor. Remember, you can write a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And with less than a month to go until the end of the year, get yours in now. Dear Alice and your weird guest, that's you today, Charlie George.
Seems appropriate. I am weird.
I cannot keep silent any longer. I bet you can. Listening to your podcast daily, we have been getting all the news about Welsh dragons and musk space pigs, but not a word about Scotland, ever.
And then they go, and they show me an interesting stone. It can go on for hours.
Is it not report-worthy to you that Scottish unicorns recently contracted COVID-19 and its mutated version jumped back and is spreading around the human population? Reportedly tasting, smelling and seeing rainbows everywhere count among the main symptoms of this unicorn variation of COVID. Not good enough for you, Alice? Stop overlooking Scotland, please. Thanks for your answer to this, your daily fan, Tom from Glasgow. P.S. Also, why is Nish never on? Tom from Glasgow, this is a very stupid letter for a number of reasons. I'll start from the end and go back to the front. Why is Nish never on? Because he's constantly suffering from delayed onset muscle soreness and finds it difficult to bring a microphone to his mouth due to his extremely grueling workout regimen and constant output of workout DVDs, despite the lack of an appetite in the purchasing public for DVDs anymore. Secondly, of course we are overlooking Scotland. That's the law. Scotland, after it threw up Hadrian's Wall Mark II, has been cut off from the rest of the world and refuses to communicate. In fact, I don't know how you got a letter out of Scotland to us, Tom. I can only view you as either a subversive agent or a renegade Scot. Either way, back off, mate. Charlie, have you got anything to say to Tom from Glasgow?
Yeah, people are busy. Chill out. Have you tried just not caring? It's an ancient art. You know, you just apply it 3 times a day, just to the little sides of your eyes. Just tap a little not care in there, and you'll find you'll really relax.
Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. Do recommend us to your friends. Your guest today on the podcast was the magnificent Charlie George. Charlie, have you got anything to plug?
I would like to plug in my rechargeable batteries as soon as this is over, and I would also maybe like you to follow me on Twitter at CGDoesComedy.
CG Does Comedy. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and The Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at @alliterative on Twitter and Instagram at @alliterative, or for a one-stop shop of all of my stand-up specials, podcasts and blogs, as well as my weekly tea salons, sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, Hench Thug, and the iron fist inside his velvet glove is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.